Welcome back, party people, to another episode of Three Dads in a Minivan. I don't think we have gotten together in probably 4 months.
Thanksgiving. I think we recorded right before Thanksgiving, and I think we said, hey, well, we're going to enjoy our Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you in a week.
Are you sure we didn't do one after Christmas?
No, we did. We haven't done one in 2024 yet. Yeah.
It's been so crazy.
It's been a half a year.
The half a year podcast. That's what new name. Kev, you always wanted to change the name of the podcast anyway. We could call it the Sporadics. We call ourselves the Sporadics.
Ooh, I like that.
And then you just pop up every once in a while. You have no idea when we're gonna pop up. But if you find us, we pop up. You better download it because you don't know when the next one's coming.
The 2 a year podcast.
How are you ever going to monetize that thing? Hey, you don't worry about what we do over here, okay?
Well, Kev has got a new gig, man. I think Kev is in the same world, but in a different capacity, Kev. So why don't you let all the fine people that listen to the Sporadic twice a year podcast, why don't you let them know what's going on in your life? Because it's some pretty big news, man.
Yeah, I think last update was, hey, I work for Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Which I do still in some capacity. But the main gig now is I'm back in radio. Funny thing is it's in the same exact building that let me go.
That's hilarious. So
that never happens, by the way. It never happens. But
yeah, no. So... when I walk in, I walk right by the studio that I used to go to for almost 23 years, and I just keep on walking down the hall. And but now I'm in the country music world at 99.5 QYK. They brought me back to do afternoons, so I'm on from 3 to 8 Monday through Friday, and it's great. It's weird to go back in the same building. Like Greg said, that doesn't happen.
Rare.
I mean, not right away. You may eventually make your way back. But normally 6 months after you're let go, you don't get the call like, hey, so we might've made a mistake. You want to come back? So anyways, but I'm excited about it. I love it. A lot of people don't know I was secretly listening to country music for a very long time, even when I was at Wild. My wife introduced me to it and kind of fell in love with it, enjoy the genre. That's what I listen to all the time now. So it's great. And it's been awesome.
Ask you this. Are there any country music stars that have the word Lil before their names? Is there like Lil Budweiser?
No, not a one.
Little wagon carriage. Just making sure. I don't know that world.
Little wagon wheel.
Little wagon wheel. I don't know how they roll over there. Little Wallen. Hey, what's up with your boy Morgan Wallen throwing chairs off of rooftops and almost killing people because he found out his baby mama got engaged? What kind of crap is that, man?
Dude's wilding out, man. He's going straight Johnny Cash.
Or Ludacris. I mean, it just depends. If you want to compare the two music genres, I'm sure there's some dudes that are trashing hotel rooms in the hip-hop world. Now it's carrying over to the country music world. Unbelievable.
I can tell you the major difference so far, you know, because I've been to a couple different shows. Well, I've been to a lot of country shows, but since I've been at QYK, artists are on time.
Oh, okay.
They are an absolute delight to talk to backstage.
Oh, imagine that.
You know, so it's a different world, man. And kind of like where I'm at in my life, I relate to it a lot, you know, because a lot of the things that you hear in country music now is basically, you know, hanging out with your friends, hanging out with your family, drinking beer, you know, believing in God and just all these different things that you don't hear in the hip hop world is basically the heart of country music. And it's about having a good time and partying.
Not all of it.
The majority of it now, if you really listen to it, the majority of it now, you know, it is that.
Well, there's also the songs about driving in my truck and my dog died and lost my job at the VA. And I mean, I've heard it, Kev. I've heard some
stuff. You're talking
stuff
about old school stuff, okay. Not new country, man.
Oh, so there's a difference between the genres. I'm sorry. I was unaware.
I mean, there is. But no, it's been great, and it's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to this chapter in my my radio career.
Well, I mean, it's pretty awesome though that you were able to shift from the hip hop world to the country world and in a professional radio setting. That does not happen very often. So kudos to you to keep the dream alive. Even when you were down, you still weren't down, and everything happens for a reason. So kudos to you, dude. I think it's pretty awesome. And especially a 3 to 8 slot. I mean, that's 5 o'clock drive, brother. I mean, that's kind of where you were over at Wild. So that's a pretty big position, man. So keep it up, dude. It's pretty sweet.
I'm kind of like the,
what's wrong, Ed? No, we can't hear a word you're saying. So take your headphones off and unplug your mic like we did. Yeah, we'll unplug it, buddy, and just go straight the way we're doing it. No headphones and no microphone. Don't know what's going to do with our microphone.
There's only
going
to be like two people listening to it anyway. So
I know, right? So what's the matter? It doesn't even matter, dude. All right. Well, we're dealing with Ed and his mic issues. Like we said, I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, of course we can.
The whole time that we're talking, you're talking, I'm like saying something and I'm like, okay, maybe they just want to like do their own thing. And I'm like trying to like jump in and like nothing. And I'm like, wait a second. And then I start going blah, 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 blah. And you guys are like still talking, like not even stopping.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we haven't touched our microphones in 6 months. So obviously there's been some updates with the software that none of us have done. Obviously Kevin's still in tune with the electronics world. So these things are going to happen when you haven't done a podcast in 6+ months. So, but we're
full
here,
disclosure, man. Full disclosure. Now that we're talking about it, I just realized I totally forgot to plug my microphone in. I'm going straight computer.
Well, I mean, we're all going straight computer today. So that's what we're dealing with.
I like it raw.
Yeah, we're going raw. Much. This is a Raw Dog podcast today. Maybe that's what we should change the name to. It's the Raw Dogs.
I like that, actually. The Raw Dogs. Dude, that's good.
That's pretty good, dude.
Hey, listen, I was trying to ask you this question about 4.5 minutes ago when my mic wasn't working and you were talking. So I have a question to ask you. Out of all the shows we've ever done, a million Wild Splashes, Last Damn shows, I always felt like majority of the artists, and I feel like it got worse as time went on, right? Like, I didn't feel like as much as in the early 2000s with some of the shows, with some of the artists, like the Timbalands of the world and Fabulous and stuff like that, but I feel like it got worse. When a country artist is backstage, do they have like 35 people that you have to get through like security and I'm being serious. Am I right or am I wrong though? It's like,
yeah, your entourage is it.
At a concert is like 35 people till you actually get to the artist.
No.
Yeah. See, it's just weird.
So
no, what? No, there's no entourages with them.
No. So when we were at, we did the Country in the Park, which was, not that long ago, and Chris Jansen was there. So we went backstage to meet up with him, and it was, you know, literally him and the stage manager.
That's it.
And he just came out and was, you know, hey, how you doing? Lana from the morning show introduced me to him, was like, hey, here's the new afternoon guy. And he was like, hey man, nice to meet you. You know, good luck with everything. That's awesome. You know, almost like he knew me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? In the hip hop world, it'd been like, all right. and you would have probably had to wait for 45 minutes, even if you know what it is a completely different world. It is a very like welcoming world. And you know, I kind of look at it like none of these people know me. We had an artist stop by the studio, newer artist, had, you know, written a lot of songs for some, you know, big name, other artists. And, you know, he's kind of getting into it almost like Hardy did. Hardy wrote a lot of songs, a lot of people in country music right before they end up being performers. Well, he came in, was like, you know, the coolest dude you could ever meet from like a first meeting, you know, and it was just, it's a very welcoming world. And I explained to him, hey, I came from hip hop. And he was like, I grew up listening to hip hop, you know, like,
yeah.
So it's just, like I said, I think that's the only way to really describe it is it's a very open arm, welcoming genre of music.
Nice.
And it's like, I'm the slim non tattoo on my face version of Jelly Roll, I guess.
I don't see the comparison, but okay, I'll go
right,
with that.
That's what, the slim not, you know, but Jelly Roll also came from the hip hop world into country and is, you know, succeeding, you know, very well.
Well, I feel nowadays more than ever, the crossover between the worlds is apparent. Obviously, when Beyonce is now stepping into that realm and Madonna and all these other people now are kind of going with the country vibe. That's obviously the trends. That's kind of where things are headed, which is interesting because it would have never been, although that's not true. There were some collabos, with some hip hop and
Tim
country.
McGraw,
I mean,
Nelly.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a few,
but it's very pop, you know, like there's a very pop vibe to country music right now.
Yeah.
But you got to think a lot of these younger country artists that are coming up, they grew up listening to pop music and hip hop. Chris Stapleton just came out with like an old interview. I guess it's kind of resurfaced that he said he grew up listening to Snoop and Dre.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, hip hop is entwined in all of us at the age that we're in now and younger. You know, there's no avoiding it. But yeah, man. So I'm super excited to be back. I'm super excited to be in country music and at QYK. Stiffy is dead. The name that Greg gave me so many years ago.
Snatch.
Well, Snatch to Stifler to, you know, Stiffy, that is gone.
Okay.
And so I go by Casey now. I just went with my initials.
Like the Sunshine Band. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because there's already a Kevin. There's a Kevin on the morning show. So to not confuse people, I went with Casey.
Why not Lil Kev? Why not Lil Kev?
No.
I did think a little wagon wheel. But
and Casey's got a little Casey got a little country to it. Now I will tell you, Kev had his big announcement of the Sporadics podcast. But I have my own announcement that I would like to make to you guys today.
Oh boy, here we go.
So I'm going to follow in the steps of my brother Kev. And for those of you who didn't know, all two of you out there, so I used to make hip-hop parody songs under the name Special Ed.
Yeah.
Well, as of today, in an ode to my brother Jelly Roll as well,
oh boy,
I am now going to move over to making country parodies.
There you go.
And I am dropping the name Special Ed, and my new name will be Neck Rolls. So I've been a follow in the footsteps of my brother Kevin. KC, make my way over to QYK. And make country parody songs under neck rolls.
Dude, I that's can't awesome, wait dude. For this.
Yes, dude.
When are we getting the debut of Neck Roll?
Neck Rolls. There's more than one.
Because there's more than one. Right, I don't know. If you look at Ed, it looks like just one massive neck roll.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a couple there. There's two.
Neck Rolls, dude.
Wait,
I love it.
So is your first parody song a Jelly Roll song that Kev can play on his show?
No.
Why? If there's an outlet, that's the one, brother.
My dude, you should do Save Me. That's a Jelly Roll song.
No, I already have my first one. You ever heard the song by Chris Lane, Big Big Plans? Well, mine's gonna be Big Big Vans. So we're gonna take the minivan. We're gonna move it. We're moving everything from the hip hop world to the country world.
I love it.
I got some big, big Vans.
Do it, bro. Do it. It's necessary.
I love it.
I think it's great. Neck Rolls is my new favorite artist, dude.
Not only that, just like the terror alert, the thing you guys haven't mentioned either. I don't know what's going on with me today. I don't know if it's my blood pressure or whatever because I'm stressed out. But we didn't do my – instead of the terror alert system, we have my Ed Color alert system. I'm on a dark red today if you guys haven't noticed.
Yeah, you are.
What's going on with that?
It's a high-level red.
Maybe I'm dying right in front of you or something.
Have you had your blood pressure check lately, Edward?
Yes, I have. So okay, I don't know what's going on.
Listen, we're all getting old, dude. I'm not even going to tell you about my ailments or the hospital visit that I had to do in New Jersey, of all places, during the NHL Stadium Series.
Yeah, and Greg died. Almost died on us.
Almost died. Now I got to get a colonoscopy in a couple weeks because they don't know. Yeah, they don't know what's going on inside of my body, so they got to go look.
So can you, I know you said you just didn't want to get into it, but can you elaborate a little bit as to what happened?
I think I got food poisoning Super Bowl Sunday, and that was the week I was supposed to go to New York, New Jersey to do the NHL Stadium Series, and the food poisoning, the E. coli, if you will, that got system caused colitis, which basically means you have poisoning in your abdomen and colon. And I didn't know that for an entire week and literally was struggling. Like, I thought I was going to die, but I still tried to power through it and work the Stadium Series and was able to complete the Saturday game before my body shut down on me basically on Sunday. And it was bad, dude. I was in the emergency room for like 8 hours for them to run all sorts of tests, and basically came back, said I had colitis. And got home, and it never got better. And so here we are now, 2 months from Super Bowl, and I'm still dealing with it. So now I got to have all these tests, and my back, I have to have back surgery too. And it's just from all the car accidents. You guys remember when we were at Wild, I got rear-ended like 3 times in 1 year. It was awful. And so now 20 years later. I remember
the one on 4th Street right by the station.
Yep, that was the worst one. But now here we are 20 plus years later. And all of those things are now compounding, and it's becoming a problem. Like, the way of life, quality of life is deteriorating because of the pain that I'm constantly in. So I'm finally doing stuff about it, and actually go back to see my surgeon today to look at the results. And then, like I said, the colonoscopy, which is not going to be fun, is scheduled for 2 weeks from now. So just trying to do everything I can to get better, powering through it as best as I can. It sucks. Food poisoning that turns into E. coli, which turns into colitis, because could very well have turned into diverticulitis. It's crazy, man. So just be aware, like, of the stuff you're putting in your body.
I feel like you've had food poisoning a lot.
Not a lot. I've had it a couple times in my life.
Is there any sort of connection? Maybe it wasn't really food poisoning all that time, and it could have been what you're dealing with?
I don't know, dude, because the stuff I'm dealing with in the last couple months, I've never dealt with before. Sure. So
it feels like you're constantly away from those Garden State Parkway buffets, but you didn't listen
to
me.
I knew it. Jersey, I told you. Dude, listen, I was in Hudson Regional Hospital in Secaucus, New Jersey. That I shouldn't have to say anything more than that for you guys to realize the hell I was in for 8 hours. Okay. Sure. This is not the quality hospital was not there. It was not good. I was in there for 8 hours in a bed getting really no service for, it was awful. So I don't recommend getting food poisoning in New Jersey ever. Don't do it. But yeah, we're back. You know, I'm hanging in there, man. Work is trugging along. Bolts are going to be in the Stanley Cup playoffs again. So life is okay, man. I'm glad to have what health I do have right now. But no, we've all had food poisoning before, so that's what I thought it was.
Sure.
But when it took a week and it still wasn't getting out of my system, so I'm like, maybe this isn't food poisoning. Maybe this is something more serious. And so that's what we have figured out at this point, is it is a little bit something more serious. So
I've gotten diverticulitis before. Dicyclamine for it. It's not good. So
you still have it, man. It's just
it doesn't go away, dude.
It doesn't go away.
I have dicyclamine right now.
Yeah, okay. But I know you said it like before,
you had it and you got rid of it. No, dude, the only way to get rid of it, cut out your intestinal area that it's in.
Well, what happens is it feels like a pushing on your abdomen, like down lower left abdomen. So what happens is when I take the dicyclamine, it kind of goes away. Right. But I had something. I had something similar about a month ago or something. I had some bad Wingstop, and it messed me up for like a couple of days, and then now it like heightened up. It heightened the whole thing up, so I had to take the dicyclamine again.
Yeah, dude, it is. It feels like you just get this constant pressure in your lower left abdominal region that it feels like you have gas, but you have no gas. It feels like you got like punched in your stomach when nobody punched you, and it just sits there and it lingers. It's freaking awful. Dude, a lot of Americans deal with it, not just Americans, but in America, I saw the statistics of people that deal with this, and it's a lot. It's more frequent than you think.
Yeah, because we get crappy food.
That's what I'm saying. The diet has changed. Like, I haven't had sugar really in the last couple months. No red meat, no caffeine, no soda. I've had nothing, dude, just because I don't know what's going to cause something to flare up. So I've just ate a very bland diet, which is surprising for somebody like Ed who has it to still have two necks at this point, you know?
You just power through, man. Just power through. One day at a time.
Okay.
I just hate it because I already have enough problems. We've talked about my control problems before, but when it's at its heightened, like for example, like a month ago when I had it really bad, and it's the part of where you go to fart, but nothing is going to, it knows no farts. Like there's no such thing as a fart when it's like at its highest level. Like when you go to fart, it's coming out like, like you
Isn't it funny that every time a meme or a video comes up on our feeds and I send it to you guys and it has to do with Ed and crap, it's realistic. It's never not off point. It's always on point. Like the one I sent you the other day with Philip Seymour Hoffman and Ben Stiller from the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He sharted. I'm like, this is Ed. Why is this Ed? I just sharted. I thought I farted, but I shat my pants.
But the worst is like if you feel it coming on, I'll even like let it try to slip through, right? So I'll like have this like preparation, like you know, usually like if you got a fart, you're just like, oh, I got a fart, and you're like, hold on a second, and then you wait a second, and, all right, oh, that felt good. Well, when you have like this issue with your stomach, it's so bad that you're like, okay, I feel like I fart, and I learned the hard time because you know the hard way because I just all came out, so I was like, oh, I shit my pants. So anyway. I basically now when you have it happening to you and you go to fart, you're almost like,
look at his face.
Okay. All right. Oh, and then it's like, you're like, nope, 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 nope. Like almost like just start sucking back in because you know, it's not coming out with air. And like, it's almost like you got to suck it back in. It's weird. It's like,
it's
horrible.
Your poor wife.
You blow bubbles with your butthole. You, what do you mean you suck it back in?
Yeah, because you feel it coming out and you're like, oh, it's not going to be a fart. It's going to be much more than that. So you like suck it back in.
Wow.
You can't, dude, you can't hit reverse.
He tries.
No, you just don't go full throttle. That's all. You don't let's let it go.
Full throttle. Wow.
You don't go. Oh. You try and let it go back into your stomach. It's a process.
Does Hazza do your laundry?
She does.
Okay. Well, I feel for Hazza because I'm sure there's been a few times where she's like going through the laundry and she's like, whoa.
You know what? That's not true. That's not true. For as many times as
you throw in the trash.
No, because no, I don't
rid
do that
of the evidence.
For as many times as I shit myself, a lot of times, by the way, my plumber's here and he's in the other room. So he's probably hearing these stories like, what the hell?
Hold on. Why is it every time we do a recording, there is some sort of contractor or some lawn guy or there's somebody in your house always working, dude? You can't do anything yourself? Like nothing. No.
Wait a second. I don't think we can blow by the fact that he said my plumber, like yes. He's got him on retainer, right? Like most of the time it's like, I need a plumber.
Right.
My plumber's here. Like he comes like a lawn service. He comes once a week.
You know what he's doing today? We're installing not one, but two bidets in the house.
Oh, boy.
Okay, hold on. I could have saved you a ton of money, Ed, because you can buy a Amazon bidet attachment.
Yeah,
it's
I
an
bought
attachment.
Them.
You got them? But you couldn't do it yourself.
No, I'm not gonna do it by myself.
No, he can't. No, he can't.
Literally, hold on, Kev, because I did it myself. Man. I want to tell you how easy it is to do this. You literally have to turn off the little thing on the back. Yep, you turn the little nozzle off on the back to shut the water off, and it literally has a T valve that you plug in, and then the one tube goes up to the thing, and the other one goes on. So he's gonna pay. He's gonna pay a plumber hundreds of dollars to basically turn the thing off. Add the little thing and skirt, 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 skirt. All right, we're good. Thanks, Ed. That'll be $296 twice.
They do much. They do much more than that. They do much more than that. Yeah.
Not this trip.
Did you install one, Greg?
Yes.
So let me ask you a question. Mine has a front feature and a back feature. What is the front feature for? That's not for me, right? That's for women, right?
I mean, if they want to clean their hoo-has, but I wouldn't use that water to clean my hoo-ha. I don't know why there's a front. I will tell you this. I don't know the one you have, but the one I have.
You can use it if you want.
I mean, you can try it. Maybe you need it to clean your front regions. But for me, I just stick with the back. But it does have multi-pressure settings depending on what kind of damage you did down there. It's the, how rough or how lightly you need it to clean out your rear. So I've only used the one setting.
Like sprays.
No, there's like a stream and then there's like a rain shower. So knowing like a Ed,
car wash.
He's going to need the full car wash every time.
I've never used
full stream. Really?
Dude, it's a game changer, man. It saves money because you're not using as much toilet paper. You don't need wipes. You don't need none of that stuff because it does the job naturally with water. You know what I mean? And so you leave feeling fresh. Again, it saves money because you're not having to use as much other stuff. So I highly recommend them.
Real quick, because I haven't used mine yet. He's, like you said, he's still here installing them. So my question to you is, when it goes, right, does it go? Okay, so let's do a little quick diagram here before we run out of time, okay?
Yep.
Here's
the
hole, okay? Yep. Does it, and here's the water.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Does it go right through and up?
No.
And
no.
Or does it
no.
graze?
It's not an enema machine.
If it grazes, like if it's just like cusses the outside.
Oh my god! Okay, so
just
you should
the outside. It's not doing anything. It's almost like you get a car wash, but you're just washing the outside of the car, but not vacuuming the inside.
You should have a couple buttons on the side with a little nozzle, and it allows you to change the pressure and the stream. You can have a rain shower, or you can go straight. You know, garden hose. Like it gives you the options. You're gonna have to figure it out for yourself. And I will say this, you think you sit on the toilet the same every time, but not quite. It's your positioning on the toilet. So the poo you may have dropped yesterday to get the car wash afterwards may not hit the same spots as today. So you have to shift around a little bit to make sure you're getting the right spot. You know what I mean? And so it's going to take a little trial and error. Always start slow. Don't go on the high version first because then you're going to go, I'm never using this again. I just got anally raped by my bidet. I'm just telling you right now, start slow and go from there. Okay. It's a trial and error process.
Best thing that you could probably do is do a test run while the plumber's there. Sit down, let him run through all the buttons for you. You know, that's what I would suggest you do.
And please tape it so we can see your tutorial with your plumber. Because he's your plumber. You know what I mean? So you guys have that bond.
This poor guy. And he could probably hear all this right now. He's in the other room. He's probably like, oh, what did I sign up for?
Can we get him on? Can we talk to him? Can we get him on the pod?
No, I'm not going to ask that man to come over here. He did not sign up for any of this. Listen, we got to run, man. We're running out of time. It was fun. Okay. It was fun catching up with you guys.
Well, listen,
see you guys in Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we'll see you after the summer. We'll talk again, and then maybe we'll be back together at Christmas time. You guys just don't know. It's a sporadic podcast. The Raw Dogs are here.
Three dads in a minivan.